Welcome to UBS On Air. From the UBS On Air studio in New York City, I'm Nash Wedderburn. Just how important is it to understand the non-financial picture of retirement for retirees? With so much attention being paid to preparing for retirement, we will take a dive into the importance of how retirement will really look beyond the numbers. So let's meet our guests for today's conversation. Joining me here in the studio is Stuart Ritter. Stuart is a senior financial planner and retirement insights leader for U.S. intermediaries of T. Rowe Price. Over the years, Stuart has served in a variety of roles related to retirement thought leadership and product development. I'm also joined by Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ainsley Carbone. Ainsley is a frequent UBS On Air contributor and is the lead author of the UBS Modern Retirement Monthly Publication Series. Well, Stuart and Ainsley, it's great to have you both here in the studio. Welcome, and I'm looking forward to today's conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So just to level set, Stuart, can you start by telling us about the main focus of your research at T. Rowe Price?
What I focus on is helping people feel confident about being prepared for retirement. Retirement is a multifaceted phase in someone's life. There are financial aspects, there are non-financial aspects, and we at T. Rowe Price are dedicated to helping people and the professionals that work with them make sure that they know what steps they need to take before they get to retirement and after they're in retirement so that they feel like they've set up everything that they can do in a way that makes them successful when they get there.
Absolutely. And then pivoting over to you, Ainsley, why would visualizing your retirement lifestyle be insightful when structuring your financial plan? Why is it so important?
So just like Stuart said, there's a lot involved when it comes to retirement planning. And when it comes to figuring out how you want to position your wealth behind that retirement plan, it's difficult to build a successful retirement plan if you don't really know where it is that you want to go. I like to think about it as a road trip. You wouldn't really get in the car to go on a road trip if you had no idea where it was you wanted to end up. Mm-hmm. So I like to think of it in that sense, because once you can figure out and visualize where it is that you want to go, what lifestyle you want to have, who you want to be spending your time with, are you going to be doing any part-time work, anything like that, anything that's involved with what it is that you're doing in retirement, I think at that point, that's a good starting point to figure out, okay, now this is the plan that I need to set up in order to get me there. Because another way that you can think about it is if maybe you don't have, if you want to retire in 3 years, well, in 3 years, your paycheck's going to stop. So you want to make sure that you're also going to have assets set aside to make sure that you can fund that retirement lifestyle in 3 years. So I think that by doing this, you're able to figure out how to, you can use it as a guide essentially to set up your financial plan. But it's important to keep in mind that whatever it is that you're imagining for your lifestyle in retirement, it's not a binding contract. It's something that can change. And as your plans change, I think that's when you want to revise and make the appropriate adjustments to your financial plan. And just keep in mind that planning is a really iterative process and it just has to start with that visualization.
Yeah, if I can build on Ainsley's analogy, let me give you an example of a boat trip instead of the road trip. And these are actual examples. So three different people who have a boat as part of their vision in retirement. Now, the first person's vision is they want to float down the Chesapeake Bay and sell deli sandwiches with mustards from around the world to other boaters. That's their vision of retirement. And the financial implications of someone who's going to be running a small business in retirement and earning income, that's one set there. Another individual, their vision for retirement involving a boat was to sail around the world on the QE2. Now, that's got a whole different set of wealth and financial implications from that vision of a boat. And the third person, their vision of their boat in retirement is a canoe that they take their grandkids out on to go fishing. Okay. So as Ainsley said, once you've got your vision clarified, then a lot of the other things that you need to do to prepare for that become easier to figure out, as opposed to just saying, well, retirement, and leaving it at just that word without thinking about it as to whether it's a road trip and where you're going or what kind of boat you might want to be involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. I like the analogy of navigation, essentially, right? So let's look at the risk side of this. What are some of the financial risks that investors may be exposing themselves to if they don't take time to kind of build this roadmap or compass, if you will?
So I think you had a good point. I mean, it's all about figuring out what it is that you want to do and then navigating your way, using that compass to figure out how to get there. You pointed out a lot of happy things to think about, pleasurable things to do in retirement, but there's also the aspect of visualizing the unpleasurable things or the challenges that retirees face, because retirees are tasked with trying to manage a vast amount of risks. And it's also a lot of risks that not many people think about quite often. I think about it as if I were to sit down with a client and it's a female client and she's married to, her husband's much older than she is. It's likely that she's probably going to spend many years in her retirement without her spouse. So at that point, you want to say, okay, well, what is it at that point in time in retirement? If you do end up in widowhood, are you going to be spending your time with someone else? Do you have family close by? Who are you going to have to help take care of you on a day-to-day basis if you need to? If you need to change a light bulb, are you going to be able to climb that ladder and change the light bulb yourself? Who do you want to have lunch with? And I think by thinking about those instances, it's not an easy thought to have. It's not a comforting feeling to think about that. But I think by doing so, you're able to identify certain risks that you may be exposed to that you otherwise wouldn't have realized if you hadn't thought about it. So I think it's just that sort of visualization allows you to kind of guide your risk management. And when you realize those exposures that you have, if you can do that in advance, it gives you time to set up the proper financial situation in order to help mitigate those risks. Maybe not even mitigate those risks, but also just the financial resources to help support you through those hard times. So yeah, I think avoiding this visualization as a part of your retirement planning process can be detrimental to your plan because it doesn't identify all the risks that you may be exposed to.
Absolutely. Great point. And then Stuart, on the back of that, what are other challenges, retirees might have outside of the financial aspect? Ainsley just mentioned, if they don't take that time to plan holistically.
Yeah. Well, let me answer the question by telling you about my son's soccer coach. Great coach, love him, came to practice one day and he was looking a little glum and I asked him why. And he said, well, last night I called everybody who I'm choosing to be on the high school soccer team that I coach. And I said, well, that sounds like a great set of conversations. Why are you looking so upset? He said, because tonight is when I call the kids who didn't make the team. Mm. So these are kids who have had soccer kind of defining who they are. They've played it for more than half their lives. It provides structure and relationships and social interaction. And I'm going to call them and say, you know what? It's over. And it struck me that that's a very similar analogy to what can happen when people transition into retirement. If they haven't taken the time to think through the things that Ainsley just talked about, that the work that they've had in their lives or the structure of their family has provided them with what they do on a daily basis and defined who they are and all those things. And if people transition into retirement without thinking about what's going to be different, then they can get pretty upset about it. Mm-hmm. We did some focus groups where we brought recent retirees in the room and the moderator was going around and was talking to them and saying, you know, tell us about your experience with retirement. And one gentleman said, I failed retirement. And I had never heard that word associated with retirement. I didn't realize you could do that. Okay. So he said, here's what happened. I retired, went into my advisor, said I'd hit all the numbers, got a balance, can do the income, modeled everything. Boom. So I retired. I was moody. I was depressed. I started bickering with my wife. I mean, it was a mess. I failed retirement because he hadn't thought beyond just the financial aspects of it. So when we did research to figure out what aspects people do need to be thinking about, we discovered there are five areas that people can focus on and helps them bring some order to what otherwise is a difficult phase of life to think about. And it's very simple. It's who, what, when, where, and why. Who do you want to spend time with? And this is exactly what Ainsley was talking about. Whose care team might you be on for healthcare? Who might be helping you? The what is what you're going to spend your time on. When is when you want to retire? Is it when you hit a certain asset level? Is it a certain age? And 30% of people say that work is part of their vision of retirement. So for a lot of people, it's not work full time on Friday, never work again on Monday. So the when can be a lot more complicated than people think. So who, what, when, where do you want to spend your time? Are you staying in the same house? Are you going to travel? Are you going to have a second house? And the big one is why. Why am I getting up in the morning? What identity do I have now? And focusing on those five areas helps people start bringing some focus to the non-financial side and being more confident about their ability to be successful and happy when they get to retirement and manage those risks.
So, Stuart, these are great points, and I love the 5 points that you just brought up. Clearly, discussing the non-financial side is critical to planning for a successful retirement, as you guys have both alluded to. But the process in these conversations are easier, I believe, said than done, right? How can advisors play a role in helping their clients get them on the right track so they don't fail retirement?
Yeah, we've been talking about all these elements. So one of the ways you can bring it all together to make this easier is we at T. Rowe Price, having discovered all of this, have put some materials together to help people do that. We've got a workbook that takes people through the who, what, when, where, and why. Ask some critical questions. We incorporate adult learning theory, which tells us that people think about new information by comparing it to old information. So we start each of those 5 questions with where people are today. So who do you spend your time with today? And then once people have that locked down and we say, okay, who do you want to spend your time with when you get to retirement? And people notice that the work people that was probably at the top of the list has dropped down, and it starts the process that they can go through to think about, okay, what changes am I going to make? 57% of people said, I want to spend more time with family and friends. Now, we didn't interview those family and friends to see if they want to spend more time with people. So there's a lot of dynamics to this. And we help people through this workbook think through those elements and consider if there's a gap between where they are now and where they want to be. The kinds of steps they can take today to help bridge that gap. So if we're talking about what, and people say, I want to get more involved in my community. Doing so can be helped by thinking through, well, maybe I can do some research today to see what kinds of community organizations I might be interested in or might be able to take advantage of my talents, and then reach out to them and start interviewing now. And as we talked about earlier, the way advisors can help is giving that information to an advisor can help the advisor better understand the road trip you're going on. What is that destination? And that can help some good discussions about, well, what do I need to do with my money? If there's another person in this decision process, a spouse, a partner, what is their vision? And how do those visions either complement each other, or are there any conflicts? An advisor can help you think through that and how you might deal with the financial implications of those things. And that allows the advisor to better understand who you are and what you want to do. It allows you to better understand who you are and what you want to do. So getting a hold of those materials, going through the workbook, having the conversation with your advisor puts both of you in a position to make sure you've got a plan in place that both of you feel confident will take you where you want to go.
Yeah, thank you. And Ainsley, just to complement what Stuart's mentioning, how can these conversations and questions, as he mentioned, guide families while structuring their future wealth?
So before I answer that, I do just want to say we have a UBS Investor Watch survey that I've written about before. And in that survey, they found that many wealthy clients or many wealthy pre-retirees worry about leaving colleagues behind, filling their free time, and finding purpose. Not having a schedule in retirement can be more worrisome for them than not having a paycheck.
So absolutely.
It really does. I mean, there's a lot of financial concerns that are involved, of course, with retirement because it's so expensive. And if you plan too late, it's even more expensive. But there is also the whole emotional side and the mental aspects of it and psychological aspects. You want to make sure, I mean, money can't buy happiness. It can help, but there's a lot of other planning that you have to get there in order to have a happy and healthy retirement. So with that being said, all those questions that you asked, I think those are very good questions in the sense that they help people imagine and get a little bit more creative about what it is that they want to do in retirement. And it helps them create that plan. It helps them build that map or that navigation. And it's kind of like setting those points on the map. And then at that point, once you have those points and those goals set up, you can then figure out how to structure your wealth. So just to provide you, Stuart, with some context, here at UBS, we have what we call UBS Wealthway. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's our approach to, it's our framework when it comes to managing wealth. So what we do is we say, okay, you have, we're going to segment your assets into three different strategies according to specific needs and time horizons. There's liquidity, which is for your near-term spending. It's usually held in safer assets. There's your longevity, which is meant for the expenses. Those are the assets that are earmarked for your lifetime spending. And then there's legacy, which is anything that you will be spending beyond your lifetime or even during your lifetime to benefit others. So that's something like charitable giving or making donations to those organizations that you care about or supporting the next generation, anything like that that's beyond your own needs. That's how you segment it. And we find that by segmenting it that way, you can make sure that each asset in those specific strategies is going to be managed and invested with the correct objectives in mind. Because if you don't separate it, then what happens is it's almost like your objectives are kind of getting muddled and you're not able to invest them in an efficient way that's appropriate for that specific objective. So to connect those two, I think it's by having those conversations with your advisor, just like you said, your advisor can gain a deeper understanding of what it is that you want to do, because what you want out of life is a whole lot more than just what's on the balance sheet. So I think the balance sheet and your investments and the products that you have within your holistic financial plan are just a piece of the puzzle when it comes to figuring out how to get to that exact retirement that you want. And it all starts really with those conversations and those visualizations.
Absolutely. Thank you. And before we wrap up, I want to give the last question to Stuart. Any final thoughts that you want to hit on before we let you go?
Our research showed that 3 out of 4 pre-retirees mm-hmm. spend time thinking about the financial aspects of retirement, but only about 1 out of 3 have spent time thinking about the non-financial aspects of retirement. So take the time to think through those non-financial aspects. As we've been talking about, the two of them complement each other. And by attending to both of them, you put you and your advisor in a better position to get you a successful retirement.
Well, Stuart, any final resources that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
You can find the materials for our Visualize Retirement program, including the workbook that I've alluded to, at troweprice.com/visualize.
Absolutely. Great way to wrap it up. Appreciate it, Stuart and Ainsley.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And once again, we've been joined by Stuart Ritter, Senior Financial Planner and Retirement Insights Leader, U.S. Intermediaries of T. Rowe Price, as well as Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ainsley Carbone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.